The reading is from the Epistle to the Philippians and chapter 4, beginning at the first verse and reading to the end of verse 11. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow labourers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Now, I wonder if you have learned or are learning, in whatsoever state you are, therewith to be content. Paul is writing to the church of Philippi, and it's really a very lovely letter, and a very gentle letter as well. And he's asking the church there to know the meaning of rejoicing. And I must make the distinction, when we rejoice in the things of God, we do not imitate the way the world rejoices and its hysteria. It is an inner conviction and an inner joy that all is well. He tells us to be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, be full of care for nothing, but to come to our God in prayer with thanksgiving, and that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is ours. Now, I have a hymn here, and the hymn is written by William Williams of Pantycelyn and translated from Welsh into English by Richard Morris Lewis. And he's asking God to speak to him. He says, speak, I pray thee, gentle Jesus. Oh, how passing sweet thy words. So begin there. A soul now is meditating upon God and desires to know the will of God and the way of God and the presence of God. And is asking the Lord Jesus, speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my soul. And when God speaks to our souls, they're sweet words. They're wonderful words. They're glorious words. And then the writer must have felt a little troubled at the time. Who is able to say? But we are, in our turn, we worry about things. He says, speak and tell me something, Lord, comfort me. And he puts it like this, breathing all my troubled spirits. Spirits often troubled, Lord. Troubled about myself, maybe about my family, my friends, my circumstances. But if you speak, Lord, just one word, breathing all my troubled spirits, I'm at peace. He puts it like this, peace which never earth affords. Speak, I pray thee, gentle Jesus. Oh, how passing sweet thy words, breathing o'er my troubled spirit, peace which never earth affords. Now I wonder how you experience that peace. If you have experienced the peace I read about and I spoke about a moment or two ago, you know what it means. It's peace with God. Your sins are forgiven. You delight in Jesus Christ. But as well as that, you have a peace that passeth all understanding all the days of your life as well. Then he says there are other voices besides the speaking or the words of Jesus Christ. There are other noises in this world and sometimes can drown the voice of God if we allow them to. All the world's distracting voices. Satan is out to distract us. And he uses people sometimes to distract us from going on with God, to lead us astray. All the world's distracting voices, all the enticing tones of ill. And that is our experience. We're surrounded in such a world, all sorts of temptations, all sorts of difficulties. But Lord, one word from thee, at thy accents, mild, melodious, all these distractions are subdued and all is still. And this stillness here is a very special kind of stillness. It's a stillness of soul, a serenity of mind and heart, in knowing that we belong to him and he cares for us and he speaks to us and we pray to him. The second verse is asking for assurance and reassurance and wanting to know that the hymnist is loved, or that we are loved, or that I am loved by God. You know those lovely words, Lord, you're saying, I want you to tell me something. They're always useful, they're always wise, they're always helpful. But tell me thou art mine, O Saviour. It's as if a child was saying, or the mother saying to a child, do you love me? Yes, I love you, ma'am, or I love you, dad. It's lovely to hear those words, I love you. Tell me thou art mine, O Saviour. Just for me to know. I do know, but I want reassurance. Tell me thou art mine, O Saviour. Grant me an assurance clear that I might have the full assurance of faith. In the Epistle to the Hebrews we have that phrase, the full assurance of faith, that we go on never doubting our destination because the price has been paid. We could never pay it. And the price paid by Jesus Christ was adequate. You remember the words by Jesus Christ when he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he goes on to say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there ye may be also. Now that going on to prepare a place was like in the old days, they'd hire a guide, and he'd go to the next town, prepare a lodging for you, and come back and take you there. But of course, you pay the guide there. But this guide, he pays the price himself. He goes ahead to heaven. He pays the price for our entrance. And he comes back for us and takes us there. How reliable is this? Well, he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. He says in the same passage in John, if it were not so, I would have told you. Tell me thou art mine, O Saviour. Grant me an assurance clear. Banish all my dark misgivings. Throw them away, Lord. I just don't want them. Still my doubting, calm my fear. These things that seem to harass my soul at times, these dark misgivings I get, these doubts that attack my mind and my heart, and these waves of fear, may they be banished, Lord. Then he comes back to his love of God. Oh, my soul, there is a longing in my soul. O my soul, within me yearneth now to hear thy voice divine. I love to hear you, Lord. I just love to hear you speaking to my heart, to my soul. And when that happens, so shall grief be gone forever, and despair no more be mine. Speak, I pray thee, gentle Jesus. Now let us pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we are able to come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And we thank thee for the Word of God. And we know that this Word of God comes from thee. And this Word speaks, O Lord, because when the Gospel is preached, it's not in word only, but in power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. And we know, O Lord, as we listen to the Scriptures and when they're expounded, that thou dost speak to us. There are also those quiet times when we are meditating upon thee or upon thy word, that the Lord also speaks in that intimate way to our hearts and our innermost being. And when we hear the voice of Jesus, every other voice is banished. When we hear the voice of Jesus, all the fears that surrounded us are sent away. When we hear the voice of Jesus, we know all is well. Sometimes like a little child who has wandered a little too far, and is very anxious and even crying maybe, and then hears the voice of a father or other mother calling, and then immediately is at peace because he knows the voice of his father or the voice of his mother. And so when thou dost speak to us, O Lord, there is a peace that passeth all understanding. You cannot measure it, not even in our own hearts. It surpasses everything. And so we'd ask you, O Lord, that we might always be sensitive to thy word, that we might always desire the words of Jesus, that thou mayest speak to us, and especially through thy most holy word. For this we ask in our Saviour's name. Amen.